Today from the Ohio Newsroom, PTSD in East Palestine.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Erin Gottsacker. 9 months after the 2023 train derailment in East Palestine, locals were still feeling the effects of the toxic chemical leak, physically and mentally. That's according to a recent study published in the Journal of Traumatic Stress. It documents just how prevalent conditions like PTSD and major depression were in the months following the disaster. Cameron Pugosh with the Medical University of South Carolina is the report's lead author. Hey, Cameron.
Hey, Erin.
So you surveyed 1,000 adults living within 65 miles of the train derailment site. How many reported physical and mental health ailments in the months following the leak?
In the 9 months following the derailment, we found that rates of PTSD were around 15%. Rates of major depression were about 13%. Over 50% of the sample reported at least one physical health concern following the derailment.
Interesting. And how do those numbers compare with the general population?
The rates of PTSD were about twice as high. Rates were also of depression were also elevated compared to national averages as well.
Okay. Were any demographic groups more likely to be affected than others?
We found that women specifically were more likely to experience increased risk for PTSD. We found that non-white respondents were more likely to meet criteria for PTSD as well. And then finally, we found that individuals who had not received college-level education compared to those that did were also more likely to meet for PTSD.
Why do you think that is?
Hard to speculate. We know that demographically, like these are pretty consistent risk factors for PTSD following different natural and, you know, human-caused technological disasters. I think there's probably a host of factors that are involved, ranging from biological to sociocultural determinants.
Well, you also found that more than half of survey respondents reported having little trust in the information distributed by public officials. What impact did that have on residents' mental health?
Yeah, so we found that about half of individuals reported little or no confidence in the credibility of information that were being reported by public officials. We found that about 3/4 of the sample expressed concerns about levels of exposure to these toxic organic chemical compounds following the derailment. And I think actually most strikingly, over 90% of the sample reported concerns for what that exposure meant for their short and long-term health. And we found that each of these factors were associated with increased risk for PTSD and depression in our sample.
Why do you think these mental health effects linger for so many months after the incident?
Well, we know that exposure to these kind of toxic compounds is incredibly stressful, right? There's a lot of uncertainty around whether individuals were exposed, to what extent they were exposed, and what that actually means for their psychological and physical health. And I think the uncertainty around that exposure causes a lot of psychological stress that tends to, you know, persist for people over time. We also know that PTSD in itself is a fairly persistent disorder for people once developed. So post-traumatic stress symptoms are actually quite common for people in the days to weeks following different kinds of disasters and other traumatic experiences. But for a subset of people, after like a month's time, those symptoms tend to persist. They tend to persist for a long time without, you know, intervention.
Mm-hmm. What does this study tell us about how we can better respond to human-caused technological disasters in the future?
For, you know, the residents of East Palestine, I think our results speak to the need of increased access to mental health services, specifically, you know, evidence-based trauma-focused treatments. I think in terms of preparation for, you know, other communities who potentially have to undergo an experience like this, it speaks to increased access to kind of credible information from trusted officials in terms of, you know, what people were exposed to, what they can expect, and, you know, how they can be helped.
Okay. Cameron Pugosh with the Medical University of South Carolina. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks, Erin.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.